How many of you have ever had a tomato pie? I'd heard of this a few years ago, and raspberry appeals. Even strawberry pie appeals. But tomato pie just, and we have neighbors, sort of new neighbors, who the wife loves to cook, and she's a good cook, and she likes to share with us, and I like to eat what she cooks. And they came down last night and brought us a fresh-made tomato pie. They'd gone to the market, got fresh tomatoes, and so they said, now, it's more than tomatoes. There's cheese and stuff in it. So Debbie and I had a piece last night, then a second piece, then a third piece. It's really good. It's really good. It's not a dessert, but it's wonderful. So, but they said, well, now you're busy getting ready for tomorrow. And I said, well, I am getting ready, and I explained what was planned for the day, that we have folk that go and work at what is called a Johnny camp. And I said, have you ever heard of Johnny Erickson or Johnny Erickson Tata? And I don't know what their church background is. And the husband said, is she the person that draws with stuff in her mouth? And so I explained just a little bit about who she is and the ministry that's there, and that these folk go, and they've been doing for several years now, to give families with special needs children a break so that the children are watched and cared for, and the families can do stuff together. They can just be free for a while. And he said, oh, that's a neat idea. Yeah, it is. And we're so thankful, John and Beth, that you've been doing it. Amanda, that you were able to be a part of that as well with your family this year. And I'm looking forward, John, to hearing all about it. Would you come and share with us today?
The marvels of modern communication passed me by some time ago. What I'd like to do, hopefully Al's got me straight here, is to have going in the background as we talk two separate slideshows. Ever been to a funeral home and stood in line waiting for the visitation, this is what it's like. There's just one picture after another, in some cases videos. The first series I guess they call them images nowadays. I'm going to have to turn this back on. Waited long enough, it went out. First set of images are Amanda's, Amanda Eiler. Amanda and Tempe and Freddie and John came as a family to Johnny Camp. Beth and I went as volunteers at Johnny Camp. Well, I thought it would be good if we could look at it from both perspectives, both as a family and as volunteers. So, Amanda, I'm going to let you, this is your set of pictures, so why don't you come on up and what we say won't necessarily correspond to what's on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have questions, they're free to ask, right?
Yes. If anyone has any questions, just let me know.
Okay. You go right ahead.
Okay. Well, this was our second time coming to Johnny and Friends. Our first time, John was deployed, and Beth called up, and she's like, you should apply to go to Johnny and Friends. And I'm like, well, it's really past the time that we were supposed to sign up for it. And she's like, just call, just see. So I did, and they're like, oh, a family dropped out. So, and you get a scholarship. And I was like, this is amazing. So it really worked out, and it was a huge blessing, and the kids had so much fun. So we tried to go again the year of COVID, but it didn't work out. So we were very thankful to be able to go again this year. So John wasn't allowed to come with us the first time because he was deployed. So this time he was allowed to come, and I was really happy that he could, so he could get loved on and relax, because John has a very stressful job. I'm going to try not to cry.
Just keep crying.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Johnny's and Friends is such a huge blessing to families that have kids with special needs, because we are stressed and always worrying about what's happening with the child, And it's just going from like from schedules to appointments to just everything. I really like how in Johnny and Friends, you go there and they welcome you. There's this really big shindig. They come, they drive up, and they either yell or they hold signs. They're like, you're loved, and all this kind of cool stuff. Or you can have a quiet entrance. We came really late this year. It was midnight. So we didn't expect anyone to be there, but there were still several people, young adults and teenagers who were waiting for us, and Freddie and Tempe's buddies. Every child has a buddy, or I should say every child and person with special needs has a buddy. So Freddie's buddy, Carter, was there, and Tempe's buddy, Anna, was there. And they helped us up into a room, and we stayed in a little lodge type of deal. And then the next morning is breakfast, and then our programs. So John is a very reserved person, and he's very, I guess people could kind of say that he looks kind of stern, and he doesn't relax very easily. So for the beginning of the first day, I was like, he wasn't relaxing. And I finally took him aside, and I'm like, if you do not relax, I'm going to lose it. I'm like, because I want to relax, and I can't relax if you're not relaxing. I'm like, so you need to relax, okay? And he's like, oh, okay, well, I'll do my best. I'm like, they're here. Everybody wants to love on you and just be there for you. I'm like, if they want to go and get you a drink, just let them go get you a drink. You know, just let them be the hands and feet of Christ. That's what they want to do this week. And the other, he's like, okay, I'll do my best. And towards the end, he was like, so relaxed, so chill. But, yeah, they have... So they have a program for the kids to do, and their buddies take them to all these different places. They have, like, their own, like, little VBS section where they do, like, a Bible study and do songs, which they then perform at the talent show later on the last night. And then after that, they have free time where they can go and they can do whatever. And it's really nice for the non-typical kids, like Freddie. I mean, not the non-typical. He's a typical kid. Tempe's a non-typical. Or like Freddie, who normally has to like wait and be like, no, he gets put on the back burner a lot. It's horrible. Because Tempe has special needs and things she can't do that he would like to do. Like go hiking, for instance. Or go for really long walks or something like that. Or go swimming. Which I hate going swimming, so I try not to do that anyways. His buddy was able to bring him wherever he wanted to go. And so he was always in the pool. He was always walking by with, like, his snorkel on his face. Even our family picture, which I don't have a copy of it up there, but they take a picture near the cliff. And you'll see the cliff in one of these slides here. Freddie took it in his snorkel, in his bathing suit. And they're like, do you want him to take the snorkel off? And I'm like... first I said yes, and John's like, no, just leave it on. I'm like, okay, fine. I'm like, our family picture, and you want him to have a snorkel on. Okay. But it fits with Freddie's personality. So Freddie was always out like swimming and doing water slides, or it was just very, like, they have everything you could do there, kayaking, archery, all sorts of things. And meanwhile, while the kids are occupied, the parents have different programs that are going on. So they all go to different locations. Mostly it's the Bluff House, which is near the cliff. Excuse me. And the women, it's really nice with the women because the women and men are separated. Sometimes we have things together, but not all the time. And if I'm talking too fast, let me know. People tell me all the time that I talk too fast. But I'm from Connecticut, so that's what I do. The women's program is really nice. Sandy was our leader this year, and they had lots of stuff for us to do. Like the first day, we could either like get a massage, or we could get our nails painted, or do the color street. If you guys know what that is, like, little nail. And then and they always had food set out everywhere, all the time. And then the men would go off and they would talk, but it was nice to hear other people's experiences. Because yes, we're all there because we all have kids with special needs. But of course, each one of our kids are different, even though they may have the same disability, like Tempe has Down syndrome. So we're able to meet with a lot of different adults. And, well, she was the only child there with Down syndrome, but there were lots of adults there that had Down syndrome. And it was neat talking to them. I talked with this one boy. I think his name was Tony or Troy. I don't know. Do you guys remember? They always had the purple shirts on. The Tyler, that's it. Okay, so I was talking to him one day. He sat down on the couch next to me, and we were talking about guns, of all things. And he's telling me how, like, he has his permit to go to carry, and he has his gun. It's not on him right now, he said. I'm like, well, that's good to know. And he talked about how he liked to go to the shooting range, and it was just interesting to hear how, like, you wouldn't, like, people with the same disabilities can do lots of different things that typical people could do. Not that I plan on getting Tempe a permit to carry, because that's not just going to happen. She's too wild. Okay, so the women's program, we were all allowed to, like, sit there and talk and just kind of do fellowship together. They had an art program at one point, and we were all able to paint the same picture. There was a lady who came in from Scotland. She actually lives in Knoxville somewhere, but she taught us all how to do this painting thing, which was pretty cool. And then the men were off doing their own thing. They had a barbecue one day. Oh, they did a cornhole championship. John had a good time. And then later he found out that there was a gun range there, which was really exciting for him, which I had already told him about, but apparently he forgot. And of course, the only guns that were brought were, like, my gun and the one that I carry. And, oh, he had his rifle in the car, like his, I don't know what it's called, very impressive-looking rifle. And so he wanted to go, and one of the dads, DR, he came, and they went shooting together. And John had a really good time. And one of the questionnaires they asked us at the end, like, what would you wish you would have known before you went to Johnny and Friends? And John's like, I wish I'd brought more ammunition. Like, I'm like, I told you. I don't know what else you want me to do. I told you to bring it. And he's like, I didn't think about it. But it was a really good time. They had a date night for the couples, and it was a kind of like a catered meal. And it was different churches from around the area would come, and they would cook the food for us and serve it to us, which was really nice. And then we were able to, like, walk around and do whatever we wanted later, which is what the mushroom picture is and the lake picture is. But it would seem that we'd always, even all the other parents, like, we had free time to do whatever we wanted, but we would always gravitate back towards the kids, like, wherever they were. Like, when we had the date night, the kids were having a campfire and roasting marshmallows and singing songs. And I saw several parents, including us, that just, like, standing off in the back, just watching them all, just have a grand time with their buddies and probably eat way too many marshmallows. But it was really neat to see. And we met another family. They're probably in the slideshow, but we met another family who adopted from China, and they came and they sought us out. And they just wanted to know what our experiences were versus their experience. Their little girl, she's like nine or ten. I don't remember how old she is. She doesn't warm up to people very fast, but apparently she warmed up to me because she came into my room and started going through my belongings and asking me different things, like, what's this? Like, why do you have this in your suitcase? And I'm like, because this is what it does for. She's just, her mom was really surprised that she just walked right in. I'm like, oh, so was I. it was neat to see. I'm trying to think what else. I did. Oh, yes, they have happy grams. So when you get there, when you go into the sanctuary, there's these little envelopes that are all, like manila envelopes that are all posted up on the wall on one side, and they have pictures of all the family members, like all the family, each separate one. And then on the right side, they have all the volunteers. And you can write little notes to them and tell them, like, well, thank you for doing this for me today, or what you said really helped me, or whatever. So that was really fun. And every evening, they would, the Johnny and Friends people would bring them to our room with, like, a little gift. Normally, it was just, like, snacks, because everyone's hungry all the time. And that was always fun to, it was fun to write them, and it was fun to give them. Freddie and his buddy, Carter, decided to write a note to every single person and just say, hi, and not sign it. Yeah, you got one? Okay. I'm like, why didn't you sign it? He's like, I didn't think about it. So, Elizabeth, who is the director of it, she's like, I was wondering who gave me that. And it was just really random. I'm like, yeah, it was mine. This is the dance. They have a dance on one of the nights. And luau was the theme this year. I wasn't sure if John was going to join because John doesn't like dances or anything that's really loud. And that's just from his PTSD from the Army. So I wasn't sure how he would handle it. But John enjoyed it. It was pretty cool. And Freddie and Tempe had a really good time. I did too. One of the buddies, he's an older kid. I think his name is John. He came over and he's like, Mom, come dance with me. And I'm like, well, I don't really, really want to, but I'm like, I can't say no. Like, I can't pretend I didn't hear you because it was really loud. So I did. Thankfully, that ended quickly. Let's see. What else? It's really... the way they love on us is so neat and so cool to feel. John was saying, my husband, he was saying it was just amazing how everybody worked together. And how he saw the love of Christ being shown. Because he sees a lot of bad in the world. Every day. So he's always looking, unfortunately, for the bad in people. It's just what he's expected to do. So it was neat for him to see the other way. About how we're supposed to act as Christians towards each other and towards the world. So Tempe all dolled up for the dance. She was able to wear makeup that day, so she was really excited. Anyone have any questions? I don't know what else to.
Do it again?
Yes, definitely. We want to go next year. Oh, yes.
So how long is
it? It is from Sunday to Thursday. It's pretty jam-packed. You arrive there, like, mid-afternoon, on Sunday, and then you leave like first thing on Thursday. Yep. So it's a really thing if you're thinking about like volunteering to be a buddy. It's a really good, well, John will talk about that. I don't really know much about that. I just know that we're like really thankful for the people who do. So. Sure. Yeah. John had the pictures of the buddies, and he was at National Guard yesterday, so he didn't get to send any pictures. To get them up here, but Freddie had Carter, and I think Carter was 19. I thought he was younger, but that's why I didn't ask him where he went to college, because I didn't think he was in college. Yes. Yeah, they're a homeschool family. And he was really nice. And there were times when he didn't know how to reach Freddie because stuff was going on, and Freddie was upset. And so it was neat for him to see how he was trying to reach out to Freddie and trying to help him. So that was Carter, and Carter, he's so funny. Like, he's so, I don't know how to describe him. He's funny, but he's kind of laid back. But then when the dance came on, and I don't know if any of you have heard the song Church Clap, because we had it, and you need to go look it up, and you need to go figure out how to do the dance, because it's so much fun. So we went out there, like, all of a sudden, like, that song came on, and Carter runs out onto the dance floor. It's the Church Clap song! And I'm like, what's the Church Clap song? And so they do it, and I'm like, that looks really fun. I want to learn how to do it. Like, it's all this, like, stepping side to side and then, like, reaching on your legs and clapping like that. It's, like, really... I'm like, I asked him later the next day, I'm like, well, what is this dance? And he's like, oh, it's just the Church Clap. I'm like, I understand that. But I'm like, what was it with, like, the slapping your hands underneath your legs and all that? And he's like, oh, that's just flair. So I looked it up online. No, that's part of the song. It is part of the actions that you're supposed to do. So John and I learned it one night when we came home so that we can teach it to our cousins that we live with next to. And that was, so we can do it next year when it comes on. But Freddie really enjoyed Carter. Like, Carter gave him a little sailor hat. Oh, yeah, there's Carter right there. Oh, no, that's his brother. I don't know what his brother's name is. Sawyer. Okay. But Carter was on the other side. But if you've seen Sawyer, then you've seen Carter, because they look exactly alike. The one has more hair than the other one. So, and then Tempe's buddy was Anna, and she is starting her freshman year at the University of Tennessee. She is actually the daughter of the director, Elizabeth, and Tempe is a hot commodity at Johnny and Friends. When we were going to go last year, she's like, I've already got people lined up. They want to be Tempe's buddy. She's like, but I'm not just going to give her to anybody. I'm like, okay. And then this year, she's like, I gave her to my daughter. I'm like, well, that works. The perks of being a director and being the daughter of a director. She's like, yeah, it works. And she was really, really sweet. Like, she toted Tempe around everywhere, even though I told her several times that Tempe can walk just fine. I'm like, she is not going to be toted around by me at the end of this week. I'm like, it's not going to happen. She's a heavy girl. And but she brought her on so many places. Like, they went going on rides on the golf cart and did lots of crafts, because Tempe loves crafts. And it was neat to see one of the pictures. It's not on the slideshow, but in the pictures that they sent us later, Tempe's hugging another girl with Down syndrome, because they all, you know, love on each other down there. So it was really neat to see. And then on the last day, because sometimes they would take the meals, the kids would take the meals without the parents there. So on the last day, when we're eating breakfast, getting ready to go, they had these some sort of like taco burrito type things. And we set the plate down in front of Tempe. And Tempe looks at me, and she looks at her food, and she looks at me again. I'm like, if you think I'm going to feed you, you are sadly mistaken. And then she looks at Anna, and I'm like, and if you think Anna is going to feed you, you are sadly mistaken. And Tempe goes, oh. She just sits there for a few minutes. And Anna's like, I don't mind. I'm like, no. She needs to come back to the real world now. I'm like, she will not be carted around or fed by hand. I'm like, no, she can do it herself. She's a big girl. Tempe loved Anna. Like, sometimes I feel like she preferred Anna. I think it's because Anna would let her do whatever she wanted, really, within reason. But yeah, they would sing and dance. And then Anna is the one who signed up Tempe for the talent show. They have the talent show at the end. And the first year that we did the talent show, MP said she wanted to do Zacchaeus was a wee little man. Do the hand motion. So we get up on stage. And I perform Zacchaeus was a wee little man. And Tempe just stood there. And everyone afterwards are like, you did such a good job. Like, this is the most amazing version I've ever seen. I'm like, okay, thank you. I'm like, we don't have to rub it in. I'm like, I'm more embarrassed about it. And then they're still talking about it. Even this year, they're like, remember that time? I'm like, yes, I do. You don't. You're not doing that again. If she wants to do it, she's on her own. But Anna signed up Tempe to sing a Tangled song from the Rapunzel movie. Disney's Rapunzel, that's her favorite. And I was surprised that Tempe went up there, but she saw a lot of other people go up and do their talent. And she sang like a 30-minute clip because you don't want to let the song go on for too long because then it just, I feel like a lot of the people there would take the stage for a really long time. it was fun. It was neat to see everyone's talents that they did. There was another girl with Down syndrome, and she did a Michael Jackson impression. She did dance, and it was quite invigorating to watch. But it was neat to see John, because he was cheering them on, like, doing, like, they did a good job, and he was, like, yelling for them and like, woo, like, good job. And that's not a side that John shows very often. So it was neat to see him doing that for other people. But anyways, yeah. I don't know. Any other questions? The camp is at Fort Bluff, Tennessee. There are a lot of different Johnny and Friends camps that you can go to. They're all over, like they have ones in the western side of the U.S., and I think they have one in the eastern side. But then the Tennessee one, the people who came here were from Georgia and Florida, some of the Carolinas, and there were a lot of people from Tennessee there. We were only Kentuckians there. We had this mother come, and she brought her son with her, and she said she was like 72 or 78 or something like that. Rosa or Rosie?
Rosa.
Yeah.
With Bruce.
Yeah, with Bruce. And Bruce is such a great guy. He's in a wheelchair. They had a family looking after him, like a mom and a dad. And to give Rosa a break. But she drove all the way from Florida to bring him there because he loves it so much. And they were talking about how, like, they would give him the microphone when we were praising God, and he was singing. And to think when he gets up to heaven, he's going to be able to stand there. Thing. It's just really amazing. So, made lots of good friends. I was really thankful to go. So, any other questions? No? Okay then. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Well, as you can see, it's quite an experience for the families. Thank you, Amanda. The different things that happen at Johnny Camp are really remarkable, one of which is Bible teaching. There is a theme verse each week, or each camp, and I think Freddie's going to give it to us, right, Freddie? Do you have that one? Hebrews 6:19. Very good. We have this hope, an anchor for the soul, which is firm and secure. Thank you. And that was repeated each morning at worship and teaching time. The theme, since it's the word was anchor, was in there. The theme for the whole week was things like the sea. And there were a lot of skits revolving around Gilligan's Island, just to bring home the gospel news to the kids. But by the way, the vast majority of the campers, the ones with disabilities, could probably understand a very simple gospel presentation. They would never have been able to understand the kinds of things that we consider to be theological, more in depth. So the teacher of the week, Dr. Cofield from Florida, was also a teacher last year when we went. And he has a remarkable gift of being able to communicate with the very simplest presentation and also to bring into it somehow the depth that adults and mature people can appreciate. We're going to do a slideshow of this one. What time is it? 11:41. It's going to be really short. There are about 100 volunteers at Johnny Camp, of this particular Johnny Camp. Beth and I were two of those volunteers. There are 23 families who come in with special needs kids. Usually their limit is 20, but there were three that they thought especially would get a lot of good out of it. Three of the families were a single mother and her special needs children. So they made room, and it was good that they did. Before I forget to mention it, there will be a Johnny Camp opened for the Nashville area next year. It'll be at Linden, Tennessee, which is west of Nashville, out in the middle of the sticks, just like this one was out in the middle of the sticks. The mailing address for this particular one that we have gone to for the last five years ago, but we skipped a COVID year, is Dayton, Tennessee. You may remember Dayton was the site of the Scopes monkey trial back in the early part of the 20th century. The man who had signed in the law which made it illegal to teach evolution in public schools, you all know his name, Curtis, who was the governor of Tennessee who signed in the law. His name was Austin P. All right. And so Beth and I got there a day early and toured. They happened to be celebrating that Scopes monkey trial that weekend while we were there. So that was before Johnny Camp ever started. During the camp, Beth worked in arts and crafts and worked with a young lady from North Carolina. I had the cream job of the whole camp, Tom. I drove golf carts. It is a 60, 70, 80-acre campus. It's owned by the National Association of Christian Athletes. Most of the people who stay there and work there are athletes from different organizations who come in and they have their spring training camp. But for this particular one, the staff says this is their favorite group to come in because everybody gets along with each other. They're not trying to prove themselves. They're just trying to make the camp a good experience for the kids and the parents who need that kind of experience. Some of the parents during the testimony time said they had never had a vacation. They had late teen, early 20s, special needs kids. John Paul's mom, I think, had never had a vacation. Another one said that they hadn't been on a vacation for 7 years, and they just they needed a four-day week, and that's what we were there for, was to give them an opportunity to relax. Just like Amanda said, sometimes, especially with a high-stress job like John has, you just need to relax. And that's what we were there for. One young seminary professor, not professor, student, at another camp that we attended, said, really, it's what the body of Christ is supposed to look like. And it's mimicking what Christ himself did And he said, I can understand when someone has a special needs child born into their family. And you kind of, you know, you're obligated. It's necessary that you take care of that child. But for the ones who go out of their way to find someone they've never met before and to adopt them into their family and to take care of them as a member of their family is very much like what Jesus did when he went out into the world and found people that were not that lovely and not that attractive and didn't necessarily like him. In fact, they didn't. We didn't. And yet he adopted them, he adopted us into his family. Just a couple of quotations before I close out, things that stood out in my mind anyway. I got to meet everybody on the golf cart. You just pull up and say, you want to ride? And they'll either yes or no. Or when mealtime comes, they all want to ride. So you stick them in the golf cart and take them to the dining hall, or you take them from the dining hall and take them back to the lodge, or take them from the lodge to the place where they're going to have worship and whatnot. That's Freddie, by the way. Fred, you recognize yourself? That was staged, Beth said. Yeah, we need to get a picture of this. But some of the quotations. There was what I would guess to be was our favorite volunteer family out of the 100. By the way, vast majority of the volunteers are teenagers and young 20s. The vast majority of them are homeschooled, not public school. But there was one group of five. By the way, they have 13 children. Only five came to camp as volunteers. The rest of them had to stay home and help Mama, I guess. I don't know. But I was getting to the end of the day, and one of the girls of that five, we were chatting as we drove along in the golf cart. And I said, well, have you had a good day today? And she says, yes, I have. She just beamed. And she said, I accomplished everything I wanted to do today, and I had the opportunity to do something nice for someone else. Now, this is a high school kid. That family, as Beth and I both wrote to their parents, in fact, Beth didn't even address it to the kids. She said, Dear Mrs. Mitchell, I want you to understand what a good impact your children have had on not only the ones they were buddies with, but for the rest of us volunteers as well. Fine family from Spartanburg, South Carolina. One of them runs a blueberry farm. One of them has a landscaping business. The youngest one who was there, Kimmy, is that her name? Kimmy, was a member of the National Championship club volleyball team. I didn't know what that was, so I had to ask her. It's not associated with schools of any sort. It's just people who like to play volleyball get together, and her picture on the side of the Happy Graham envelope was of her standing there with her national championship trophy. Just a really good family. And many other good families. Don't mean to single them out. You'll probably never meet them, but, you know, they've been there for several years, and the oldest, at least the one who was there, just graduated, I believe, from Wheaton and will be going to Israel this fall. I don't remember her name, but some name.
Okay. You say going to Israel this fall?
Going to Israel, yeah. Oh, yeah, videos, all kinds of videos, most of which can just give you a feel for it. But the reason the sound is muted is because the music can best be described as loud. I don't know what it is about teenagers. I have hearing aids. I can hear it from a block down the road, but it's always loud. But it's fun. Everybody has a good time, and that's the whole purpose of it, is to let the parents and the kids have at least 1 week. In fact, one young man, another quotation, was blind. He had no thing, you know, politically correct about vision impaired or anything. He said, I'm blind. He said, but when I get to heaven, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a car, and I'm going to drive it all around heaven and see all of the stuff that's going on. Another young woman who is blind also, Dee was her name, person was Jeremy. This one was Dee. She said, when I get to heaven, she's only about this tall. She's probably in her 40s. I call that young. She says, what I'm going to do is I'm going to beat my dad in a foot race. Because I've never been able to do that. And I'm going to be able to see everything that's going on. Yeah. Yeah, one of them said, when I get to heaven, every week is going to be camp week, Johnny camp week. Many of these kids, I call them, are unable to speak. They're nonverbal. The one, Bruce, that Amanda spoke about, his mom can translate, but basically he has a happy noise and a sad noise, and that's it. Many different types of disabilities, and everyone is flexible enough. There was one kid that has been there every year we've been there, who has autism, and probably, I think somebody said he had Fragile X syndrome as well, but just completely unable to cope. You got him? Luke? Is he up there? That was Bruce. Yeah. What was I going to tell about Luke? Oh, the parents said, the difference between the world in which we live and Johnny Camp is this. When you go to Walmart and Luke, who is bigger than I am, bigger than anybody in this room, when you go to Walmart and Luke loses it and has a meltdown in the aisle, people go by and stare at you like you're made with three heads or something. She said, when Luke has a meltdown here at camp, people step over him and say, hey, Luke, how's it going? And then move on. Very flexible and very willing to help anything and anybody.
Does he see me in my trouble? Does he understand? Sometimes I question if he's able. Can he rescue? Can he save me again and again? But when I look back, did he move every mountain? Did he part every sea? Yes, he did. So yes, he can. Oh, did he defeat the darkness? Did he deliver me? Yes, he did. So yes, he can. Oh, yes, he did. So yes, he can. 'Cause sometimes those voices try to tell me I'm forgotten and I'm falling too far from his hands. But I know what kind of God he is, and I'm trusting in his promises. I'm believing and I'm singing. Yes, he can. If I lose, let me lose my life. 'Cause if I belong to Jesus, the flesh is crucified. For me to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ. To die is gain. For me.
Close out, Dan, if it's okay, we'll pray.
Yep.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you for the thousands of ministries around the world. This is just one of them. Pray that you'd help us to honor you as we go through life and as we do the things you want us to do. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, I just remembered one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Eric Mock. He's on his way to Poland. I'm processing this. And Eric's life. A lot of things going on in their own life, but obviously also in Eastern Europe. And we pray for his safety and travels, for effectiveness in ministry. He's hoping to also get in, the plan is to get into Belarus as well, but there are lots of safety concerns, obviously, in a war zone. So we want to pray for him today. Would you join me? Father, we thank you for saving Eric and Christy. We thank you for the ministry of Slavic Gospel Association. We do pray for him, for his safety and travels, for all that goes on there. We pray for fruitfulness, Father, that he would be able to represent you well, to encourage believers. And, Lord, that you would please oversee all that's going on there. What a terrible situation from our human perspective. And it is that, Lord. We pray that you would soon resolve that and bring back peace to that region. May your church be strengthened and built up, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And we're dismissed. Thank you, folks.